to make a CV. I've known Francie for about getting on for 10 years now, and I was always struck by the commitment to his singing, and as I got to know him, the commitment to life and to people. And I just think that the idea of communication, opening your mouth, reaching out to your fellow human being, is something I've learned from Francie over the years, and I think we could all use a bit of that. I think he encapsulated that in his wonderful opening remarks. I think it's the best album Francie's made. so far. and it's been an absolute pleasure, and there are actually a ton of songs still waiting to be recorded, so I suspect this will be volume one, and you might be back here again in a year or two.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the CD. We've had a great time making it, and I'd like to pay just a personal tribute to the patience, the diligence, and the professionalism of our friend Richard Brown. Who in August, in a freak storm in Edinburgh, got struck by lightning, and his house was totally, not him personally, but his house was
still here.
His house and studio was absolutely wrecked, so we finished the album over the last 3 or 4 months, completely decanted in a different studio, and we've pulled it off, and I think that speaks volumes in terms of Richie's abilities, so thanks. So, there you go.
Well, while Steve is just getting that ready, none of this would have happened without Steve. Very hard taskmaster. I discovered on the first day that I can't actually sing.
I didn't say that.
People in the audience like Leo Parsons, who is a consummate professional and needs heard a few of the tracks, and our opening comment was nothing to do with the singing, but just the sheer production side of it. It is beautifully produced, and Stevie and Richie put an awful lot of work in. There are some tracks, for example, there are two with Breton musicians where a fair amount of reconstruction work had to be made because we couldn't get together again. They've done some fantastic jobs. And also, I'd like to thank, because he came from Aberdeen, Paul Anderson, his wife Shauna, who's here as well, Mick, with whom I started, and a particular tribute to my best pal in music, without I probably wouldn't be doing anything, which is John Kelly, whose session on a Thursday night this normally is, and he asked me to sing. And Mick O'Connor, one of the great men of traditional music, father of Liam. And last but not least, also one I'm thinking of thanks is to thank Paddy Daly, who's somewhere in the audience, probably with a tape recorder or a camera, who recorded me in the first place to send roughs to Steve, who's been a dear friend for 40 years probably at this stage. So thank you very much, Paddy. Well, I'm sad over that, I probably can't say.